Did you really just say that?
I showed it.
They don't give a fuck.
Hello. I'm putting shit right back on.
The Honest Viewpoint Podcast with Juwan Clark. Honest viewpoint from a human perspective.
Sick of this shit. Move to the Ritz. Turn out the bitch. It is what it is,
yeah. It's time to tap in!
What's going on, everybody, and welcome to episode 4 of the Honestly Blunt Podcast with Juwan Clark, and got two special guests here.
I'm not a guest anymore.
Okay, so who is this person that's talking behind?
Hey, y'all, it's Tim. I was in what episode?
Episode 2.
Episode 2.
We got 4 episodes.
Look, I can't.
Sorry for the wait.
You're talking about she ain't a guest no more and don't know what episode you in.
Well, I just, you know, became official. So I'm TM. Y'all know who I am. If you don't know, find it out. Like,
research. Do your research. All right. Who's our second guest that we got?
What's the deal, y'all? Y'all know what it is. D2 Teddy Bowtie, #1 fly guy. AKA right. Mr. Milk Chocolate Monday, whole lot of gang shit. What's the deal? All
right. So, you know, it's been a minute. So, got some new updates. A lot of people, last time we was talking about the businesses and everything. So the website will be live. So you should be listening to this on JuwanClarkProductions.com. So, you know, celebrating that.
You got a website.
Finally got it, you know, out and everything. So I hope you guys enjoy it and stream it through the website as much as possible. But today's episode is going to be called Who Do You Love? So we're talking about all things of expression of love. So it's, you know, it's a topic that I used to be in the past.
You should
like,
have somebody who's in love.
I'm about to say, it's I'm not for really, sure not here
it's
for this.
It's not really about being in love. It's like, you know, family members, friends. Like, do you tell people you love them or anything like that? So, Tiffany.
Yeah.
Do you tell your friends often that you love them?
No, I don't.
Why not?
I'm not very affectionate, not very emotional. Now, when I do get drunk, I be like.
So then the truth come out when you get drunk head ass.
Yeah, like I do. Ooh. Everybody know I love them, but I think I love differently. Like I get to yell and cussing people out. That's me showing love, which sucks. I'm getting better at it though.
Okay. So look, I'll take that because at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's definitely you.
I'm about to say, you feel me? Because look, like I'm about to say.
Fight people and be like, I love you.
Hey, look, you hear me? Because like, people be like, oh yeah, these two go walk up to you and hit you in the chest to say what's up. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, you my dog. I mess with you. If you soft, then I ain't mess with you like that.
Sock you in your stomach, you lose air. I love you, dog. Nigga, what?
That ain't. How you tell people you love them?
I guess like that, punching niggas in the stomach. I don't know. Yeah. But shit, I ain't gonna punch no girl in the stomach. You know, she might not know. She might be confused. That's about it.
So the reason I wanted to talk about this, because, you know, it was brought up, the memorial service for Nipsey Hussle. You know, Nipsey Hussle, you know, was gunned down in front of his own store, you know, about a couple
that
of weeks ago.
That was some suck ass shit, was,
bro.
And like, for me, I can say, like, I knew who Nipsey Hussle was and everything like that. And I used to see all the pictures of him and Lauren London together all the time. But I was never, you know, a person that actually listened to the music. But, you know, that never had no impact on my, you know, viewpoint of all of the things that he's done. I watched the interviews even after all of this. Like, you know, President Obama even said he was like, I never really listened to his music. But, you know, the people around me, you know, encouraged me to learn more about him and see that he was like a positive role model for his community. So that was good to see that. What you got to say?
Like, long live my nigga Nip, RIP Nipsey Hussle. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna say some and bullshit.
No, I'm not. I'm about to be real, like real shit. Like, I don't. Everybody is calling Nip the, you know, our generation's Tupac or whatever, and that's valid. I can respect that. Some people are going to the extent of calling this nigga our generation Jesus.
Or whatever.
And you know, like,
the devil is a lie.
And you know, like, I understand some of the points that they make, but people milk a lot of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, overboard. Nipsey did this thing, like, to all my people who were like, all right, yeah, I knew what Nipsey was about. I didn't know his music like that, but I respected his grind, or I respected what he was about. I can respect that. But people didn't get on Nipsey into a victory lap for real. Or if you ain't
really got on him.
I'm about to say, if you never really knew his music, you can't say you was a Nipsey fan. I knew a couple of Nipsey verses before Victory Lap dropped, and I was like, yeah, dog, heard, I bang with him. Yeah, I ain't listening to Chris Shaw and Marathon. A lot of people saying,
like, you really don't have to be a fan to respect, like, pay your respects for the death and everything. Too,
no, so. I'm about to say, because he stood for something bigger than his music. True. And that's the thing.
And I didn't learn that until after. Like, that's everything. Like, even with Mac Miller's, like, with his death and everything, like, I listened to his music before or whatever, but, like, for him, like, I didn't go back and, like,
I didn't have music. I didn't before. Like,
I'm not gonna lie.
I wasn't a fan, no disrespect on, you know, R.I.P. Mac Miller too. But I just never was a fan of Dog, and I never knew what he was about. So
how y'all feel about Kodak Black, like what he said? But, like, I was talking about that earlier.
First of all, he's ugly as hell, but I mean, I think
so. Let's tap into what he said. Like, I talked about that.
Say what he said, and I'm gonna get my opinion after Tiffany.
Kodak was on live. Kodak always be on live talking reckless as hell, just saying anything. Like, you can't, when you got a big ass platform, you can't just be saying any and
when you
that
ugly, you can't be saying.
Oh my god!
Kodak was like, no, I don't know exactly what he said, but to cut shit short, he was saying, like, you know, Kodak. So what Kodak said, he was like, you know, I really shoot my shot at Lauren London, whatever, and I give everybody a year degree or whatever, because that's all she needs. She was deep in love, da da da, like. And people, like, blackballing him, like, we ain't playing his music no more. T.I. done went on a tangent talking crazy about him and everything, and everybody been saying they ain't fucking with Kodak. So what's y'all, like, standpoint on that, like?
Go ahead, Tiff. I'm going at the end.
You two say he's passionate about it.
I just got a real perspective about it.
He's a nuisance, but I do feel like
it's the way he said it.
It's the way he said it, but I do feel like it's one of those things where it's like with the whole R. Kelly thing. Like, oh, everybody felt like, oh, we should attack him now. Let's protect her. Don't get me wrong. I understand they should, but it's just like, I feel like
there's some niggas still banging R. Kelly right now.
Yeah.
A lot, like, of niggas, actually.
It's like, and then, and can't no nigga tell me how bad Lauren London is that they didn't think to say, damn, now she on the market. Come on now. Let's be real.
That's why I love her. You feel me?
Let's be real. So I'm like, at the end of the day,
but it was too soon.
But Kodak Black, based on how he is, I feel like that's the reason why he caught so much flack on it, because he do this shit regularly. But my thing is, like, he's disrespectful as hell. Then he got on a live video and tried to defend himself.
Like, whatever.
He said he wanted to fuck Young Ma, but I don't think he said he.
Okay. He's weird.
Yeah. Okay. So look. That's all right. Dangerous. I'm gonna get my spiel real quick. So on the Young Ma shit, like, I don't remember if he said he did fuck or he wanted to fuck.
He wanted to.
Either way,
he would.
You talking about fucking the stud bitch, but that shit weird. But all right, do your thing, my dog. I'm not tripping.
Technically, she still got a vagina.
She do, but
I mean, she presents herself on a dildo.
I'm about to say she presents herself as a man.
She said, like, why are you even saying stuff like that? Like, she, like, why are you even giving that?
But my thing is, what's gonna take for him to learn his lesson is for somebody to fuck his ass up.
I don't necessarily.
And J. Cole
think that.
Said in, you know, in Middle Child, like, you know, Kodak,
he
talked to him.
Some
he,
guidance,
wants,
yeah.
He wants some guidance, want a mentor and everything like that. But I hope he don't end up like 6ix9ine. Like, Kodak been in jail a few times before, and 6ix9ine in there for a minute, and he just trying to snitch his way out of that bitch. So
6ix9ine don't never need to get out of jail. Like, all
right, let's get off track, though. So back to love.
All right, so no.
We're talking about the love with Nipsey right now.
All
right,
so back to the
Kodak ruined the love.
Oh yeah, so back to the Kodak thing, like I was about to say. Kodak, he said some real things, but the things that he said were inappropriate at the time. Because it's all new, this is a fresh wound. When you talk, he basically said, yeah, Lauren London fine. I'ma slide on her, but I ain't really gonna slide on her right now. I'm gonna give her some time to herself so she can grieve about her death. That's really what he said. Like, it was some barbershop
talk
type
shit. Why
did you
have to say that on
live?
But
she
was on live.
No,
she went from Nipsey to his ugly ass. Come on now. now.
Look, but hold on. So look, don't like shit. Let that nigga have his confidence.
I understand, you know? But
and him saying it on live, like you just said, he said he always on live and just doing whatever the fuck. So at the end of the day, no. His live is his barbershop talk. You feel what I'm saying? Like
that's
he just
what's gonna fuck him up.
And look, and it is like the nigga need to do some coaching or whatever the fuck. He needs some professional training.
He needs to grow
but
up.
But if a nigga don't want to learn, you can't make a nigga learn who don't want to learn, bro. So he gotta take his L. Now. What he said was real, but it, like I said, it was too soon and it was kind of awkward. Like I feel like people jumped a little bit too hard down his throat about it. But
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like at the end of the day, he didn't need to say what he said. Like it wasn't appropriate at all. But to the extent that people went about it, I feel like a lot of people just jumped on the bandwagon and started dick sucking. Like, oh fuck, Kodak type shit. I'm not a Kodak fan. I don't listen to a lot of his music.
I'm just
giving you the real shit.
I heard good music though.
I haven't listened to the latest, but I did. I can say I like some Kodak songs and everything like that. Like I'm not about to be like I ain't never listened to Kodak no more. But I just don't like his last.
He got a concert
album
here this weekend. It's like today
last
or tomorrow.
Album I might listen to an old Kodak. I mess with and everything, but you know. Anyway.
What the fuck is an old Kodak? He a new artist. How you gonna say old Kodak?
He had mixtapes and shit and wasn't really mainstream for real.
That shit, he a new nigga. Well, I'm sick y'all calling new niggas talking about some, old Kodak.
I ain't say he was old.
This ain't
I said
old Kanye older type shit. Like, no.
But let's talk about that. Like, the whole, like, the love concept thing. Like, somebody, let's just say, like, your homeboy. Like, even though, like, wasn't close or whatever, but it's like, you gotta give respect to, like, who was in the game or whatever. You know, showing love to the game.
Yeah.
So I just feel like he disrespected.
I mean.
He forgot the love of the game. Like, and you respect.
See,
Nipsey technically was an OG in his era. So, you show love to OGs.
Okay, so look, do you feel like it's a difference between Nipsey's era and Kodak's era? A lot of people didn't know
Kodak
Nipsey
was not showing.
Nipsey
no
got on in 2010.
No way, so
he was on
the
freshman double XL cover.
So
with OJ the Juice
so
Man.
So I'm still right though. So technically he's still.
But
OG.
Until I said that, niggas didn't know that for real. Like niggas didn't know that.
He's an OG for this era. Snoop Dogg.
Either way,
no,
whatever
OG.
Kodak said, like it doesn't have no respect for Nipsey's death or anything like that. All that he was talking about was disrespect. Like in right. all honesty, even if he said it in front of a camera, if he said it behind the camera, it's still disrespect. Like and the fact that you had the audacity to say it on live, or whatever, like during
and then
the time,
even when he apologized
fresh after the
for
aspect,
it,
like,
it was
look,
not cool.
Oh, so look, like the thing that was like the nigga who was on Nipsey Hussle's Freshman 10 cover in 2010, J. Cole,
he pulled it up.
I don't even know who Peel is, but Peel, Nipsey Hussle, Wiz Khalifa, OJ the Juice Man, who's still popping right now?
OJ the Juice Man.
No,
not really.
Like, OJ man. Juice Man ain't made a song in like 5 years. Make the trap.
Hey! Move on.
But back to the love thing, though. Like, with that, like, it's really sad to see how, you know, that situation happened. You know, Lauren London got this entire family, and everybody's wondering, like, I wonder how Lauren reacted to it. They released the video when she was running to the hospital, all that. Then she finally made the post, and it was just... That post low-key threw me into a little bit depression. It's like, she's talking about...
Post.
She said, you are my protector, you my rock, my soul.
Yeah, even in the obituary, she posted, like, one of the long text messages she sent to him. I was like, goddamn, like, I'm like, damn.
It make me
love
afraid
real.
To
like,
be
I'm about
in
say,
love,
mother,
though.
She shouldn't like, be ashamed of that. Like, express the love that you have for your man. Like, do that.
How do y'all feel about that tattoo that she got, though? Like, do y'all think, like...
So, me and Joshua was talking about this, and Joshua's like, damn, like, okay, I understand. Like, that was her dude, but he, like...
You gotta
remember, like, your next relationship. But I feel like no matter what, when she move on to the next one, they're going to have to learn how to deal with that. Because I feel like that's a lot to take. Because every time she look at her child, she sees her child's
she's
father.
Seen it, yeah.
So it's just like, okay, but whoever the next person is has to be understanding and loving for her to say, hey, I know you still might have that love for him, but just know. I'm that new nigga. But she has to come to peace at that, and they're going to have to come to peace at that because it's going to be a lot of times where she's going to reflect and say, damn.
That's cool. She got to be at the point to where she can be necessarily over Nip.
Yeah.
And be able to be into a new relationship.
I think that's going
to
take a minute for her, though.
The dude has to be secure enough in himself to be like, yeah, I understand what it is, and have enough respect for this dead man to be like, oh yeah, he was damn near our generation's Tupac.
Because you know I'm not even gonna hold you up.
And be like, I'm okay, I can deal with it. That's okay.
I don't know if I can deal with that.
But deal some sucker niggas.
Wait, what are you talking about? You
like,
can deal with?
If somebody like dealing with somebody who they dealing had a significant like that died, I don't know because that takes a lot of care.
I wouldn't say I can't deal with it. It takes
a lot of patience. But you really gotta bang with that person. Like y'all really have to be on another level. It can't be no basic shit.
And I don't think I
Cassie
can.
Cassie hopped right out of that relationship with Diddy, right with a new.
Well, but you see, did you see the post that Janae posted with Big Sean? Yeah.
When she said she still loved him.
Yeah. It triggers something. Like, damn, like maybe, you know, start reevaluating like what I had and stuff. Because, I mean, everybody going to go through their differences. But I feel like with them, it gave a little people hope. Like, dang, like if something happened to you tomorrow, like I would miss you.
Yeah. That was stupid. Yeah,
I ain't got no nigga like that in my life.
So people gotta start thinking long term about shit. People nowadays think short term about everything.
Yeah,
like,
Diddy,
fuck this nigga, I can go
his
get
baby mama died.
New nigga tomorrow, I can go get a new bitch tomorrow.
Yeah, he been on Instagram after his baby mama died and everything, and he was like, I should have married Kim Porter and everything, and you know. He was out from relationship to relationship, and then people bashing him and everything. Like, why are you not appreciative?
And I feel like they need to let him live.
He messed up, whatever. Like,
yeah,
people learn
you don't
from
know.
Past,
you
like,
don't. Okay,
move
I understand. You don't know a good thing until it's gone. But like, goddamn, the nigga, he
mourned.
How many
still.
Comments do you have to put on his face for him to understand? Like, he been replying to y'all. He been telling y'all, and it's like at the end of the day, it's not like he's not realizing and saying and admitting, saying, "Damn, I fucked up." But it gets to the point where it's like, okay, let that man mourn.
Yeah.
But unfortunately,
social media don't let you do it.
Yeah, unfortunately. Let that nigga mourn.
I mean, so that's part of the lifestyle that he adopted, you know? And Diddy has played this persona in this role to be this type of person. So, shit, he got to take the shit that come with the game that he chose.
I agree.
So, hey, look, I don't feel no sympathy for the nigga, but shit, it is a fucked up situation.
I agree with you on that.
I'm not mad about it, but you know, do your thing, my dog.
So, specifically speaking about, you know, who do you love and everything like that.
Bitch,
so,
who do you love?
Didn't say that. So I posted something on Twitter. I said, whenever you're going through something that's really sad or whatever, all you got to do is go through your messages and search love you. And then if you're going through the messages or whatever, if they good or whatever, you can look at that and be reminded that, you know, somebody loves you. If you don't see it enough, I said you need to say it more. So how do y'all feel about that? I'm going to tap into why I said that.
So you're saying searching your messages for when people tell you they love you?
All you got to do is go to your messages, search, love you.
A person can show you they love you without saying it.
Yep.
Now, I get that too. But I want y'all to dive too deep in what
I
just said. I
don't think I need to go in my messages and type and say, da da da. Like, I feel like if I want to get love, I feel like that was... A lot of times when people text you they love you, most of the time I feel like for me it's like, okay, I did something for them. Or sometimes I be feeling like niggas be feeling bad for shit. But if I really want to hear somebody say, like, I love you, I'm calling my mama. My mama is the definition of love for me. My mama's always show love for me when I fucked up. I'm calling my mama. If I really need to hear somebody genuinely say they love me, I'm going to call my mama. Me searching a text message, I feel like that's shit going to piss me off because I'm going to be like, damn, they love me at this moment, but they don't love me right now. Like,
I can't stand you.
Love shouldn't change, though. Like, so that's why I'm like,
I do, but I do feel like it
right
changes. But take for an instance.
Love should be unconditional.
Take it for an instance. If you're using that as a value of love, look at your goddamn text messages and see the last time I told you I love you. Hell, half the time I'm cussing you all out.
Different relationships show different.
No,
my thing is, so it's going to trigger something to say, like, damn, this person don't ever show me love. Because once you start looking, it's like, damn, they said it this time, they said it this time. And then you start comparing and contrasting your friends. Like, damn, they don't never say they love
you. Nah, not really. And that's why I say, if you don't see it, you should say it more because that's another rib.
Like, I'm not saying it more just so your logistics can be right. No.
Okay. So
this
no.
About logistics. It's
okay. So
like,
no.
What makes you feel? I'm gonna tap into mine when you done.
I got what both of y'all saying. At the end of the day, I feel like black people at the end of the day should. Everybody puts on this tough persona, like they don't have to have love or they don't have to.
But
like,
that's how I was raised.
Motherfuckers,
though.
Like, all right, you might be raised wrong. A lot of black people are raised wrong and fucked up.
I agree, and I think that's the reason why
so
I'm fucked up.
You got to learn how to break those generational curses and get your shit together. At the end of the day,
I understand that, but at the end of the day, when you show love to people so much and you get fucked over and shit like that. You start putting, so look, just be you, fuck them.
Even if you did good for somebody and they fucked you over, like shit, that's they lost because they lost out on some good shit. Don't worry about it. That's cool. Don't worry about that shit. Fuck them. They
missed their blessing. Your standpoint.
What I was saying, all right, so look, like I was saying, at the end of the day, motherfucking love and all of that, like, you know. I forgot where I was going, but I'm bringing it back right now. I ain't gonna lie. I'm just being a real nigga. But, no. So, like, my mama sent me a message. Actually, it was this morning. I got a text message from my mama this morning. I don't live with my mama or none of that shit. But she was like, I haven't seen you since Sunday. Today is Saturday. There's too much going on out here. Where the fuck you at? Blah, blah, blah. I was like, damn. My Duke's tripping. But I know she loved me. That ain't her saying she loved me, but I know she loved me. The intent behind the message is love. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to verbally say or put the words, I love you, to express love. It's things that you can do or things that you can, a way you can operate to express love. Mm-hmm. Love doesn't always go in a form of saying, I love you. So you got to understand what that person is and how their love language goes and what they say and what they do.
I was just about to touch on that too, like the love language. So with me, I understand both viewpoints, whatever. My family, you know, we didn't actually have to say I love you or anything like that. It took me a minute to explain that to people because there used to be times like, you know, when I was growing up, I never had to hear like, oh, I love you, whatever, this and that. Like, you know, that was always there, like Tiffany said before. But I remember it was like one time, whatever, like, you know, I was with my LBs and they like, love you, dog. I'm like,
yeah. Love you. Nigga, we just
like, that's what you get. Like, don't tell me you love me, bro.
And I was like, all right, bet. And they're like, you can't say it back? I'm like, all right. Like, and I understand that. Like, I'm like, why do y'all think it's making a big deal? But then, you know, once, like, it's like, when I was explained that, you know, one of my pros, whatever, they was like, you know, niggas just showing that, you know, they care for you and everything like that. Like, and to hear it's like the words of affirmation that people like, oh, you can see that.
That's
like,
their love language.
And
that's yeah.
like, and I've got long messages from people like, you know, close to me and everything like that. And what to show all that, you know, their love and support that they have as well too. So just seeing that, that's why I'm like, if you going through something, you just see that key thing, you know, some of that like message, that bucket of that message was something yeah. that, you know, keeps you going sometimes too. Like, because it's like a visual reminder. Like, if you set something on your wall, like, I'm going to do this today, that's something.
Well, I will say, I say I love Tim myself all the fucking time. We're
not talking about self-love, but self-love is real.
That's important.
That's very real. That's very real.
Because a lot of times people look in the mirror like,
because they don't love themselves. But I think I'm the bomb fucking diggity. I think I'm the baddest bitch no matter what. I look at
myself in the
mirror
and tell myself I love myself.
That's how I was raised, though. Like, you gotta have confidence. If you don't love yourself, and then I think that's another thing.
You gotta love yourself before you love somebody else.
You do. Because hurt people. So if you don't love yourself, you can't love nobody else. God damn it. Like, because you're gonna fuck over whatever the fuck you got going on.
Yeah. You really gotta find yourself before you hop into a relationship. I can't even say that because some people, you know, get into relationships and they, you know,
some people might find themselves within the relationship, and that's fine.
So that's why, like, you don't.
But you still might hurt your significant other in the process of that. But at the end of the day, hurt people. And if you want to stray away from that, you have to know exactly who you are as a person, and know yourself before you try to go love somebody else. Don't give a fuck. Oh yeah, fuck a nigga, fuck a bitch. I'm getting this bag. I'm getting this money.
Niggas talk a good game,
all that bullshit. Yeah, it sounds good.
Cause I've been there. Once you catch,
what you
want to
do?
Bad. Like,
now look, but you got to deal with a nigga who don't catch feelings for real, and then you'd be fucked up. Or you got to deal with a bitch.
I'm about to say
you. Or you
got to
deal with a girl who don't catch feelings for real.
For somebody.
Some people, it's a perception thing, and some people it's a time thing.
True.
But when it happens, you got to be able to know how to acknowledge and deal with
that. You love them though. Like,
hello?
Just be saying like, just throwing that word. I'm like, come on now, you don't even know me like that.
Would be so sensitive. Like,
I don't tell people I love them for real. I don't kiss motherfuckers, like all type of shit. Like, if I kiss you or I tell you I love you or some shit like that on some significant other type shit, I really fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? But
are you out here kissing people?
No, I don't. Like, motherfuckers think I don't kiss. They don't think. Ella, for real. Like, a lot of people think I don't do a lot of shit. But, like, it was like, yeah, you know, I'm fucking with you. I'm filling it out. But I'm just not going to jump the gate and go there because I know what that can lead to. You know what I'm saying? Because a kiss can bring emotion behind that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because, like, when you know, got the right.
Like, it can't. Like, at the end of the day, I feel like a passionate kiss could be damn near equated to like emotional sex type thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, it can.
I'm glad
about that. I'm about to say, I know what I know. Like, at the end of the day, I know what I know. So, like, I don't play with people's feelings and all of that. So, like, if I'm not at that level yet, I won't hit you with that bag. That's not your bag. You know, you ain't built up to that bag yet. When you build up to that bag, we can get there. But that ain't your bag yet. That ain't a part of your package. You feel me?
So, I don't know if we talked about it before on a previous podcast or nothing like that, but when do y'all think, like, in a relationship, well, we talked about that on the previous one, but when do y'all feel like y'all can say that, like, not only specifically in a relationship, like in a friendship or whatever, like, what specific instances can you be like, all right, love you, da 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 da, like?
Let's see. I've only been in love once.
Not in love.
I've never been in love.
That's why I said that was the last podcast. We're not talking about in love. We're talking about saying to your friend or whatever, like a new friend or something like that.
Can I get a word?
Like, what do they have to do for you to show that they love you?
Loyalty. Love and loyalty never cross the line. That's everybody know. I say that all the time.
That's real shit.
I've known some people for probably a day or two and said, I love you, but off of some real nigga shit. To me, I know some people who've been around me for a little while who I probably still haven't said I love you, but I've been with somebody who, like, we was in some shit, and they asked us down ready to fucking fight.
Time doesn't equate love.
And I will say, like, it takes me
a while with certain
things. Like, if I feel like my trust levels is not there
100%, it goes into trust, too.
Like, then it's just like, damn. Because I feel like, I think I'm a good person to have in anybody's circle.
Thank you.
Or anything, or in that corner, whatever. So I feel like if I love you, when I say I love you, that means I would do anything for you. You get what I'm saying? Now, I ain't going to jail. I can't serve time. I'm scared of jail. I'm not even going to hold you up. And I'm not dying for nobody except for my mama, my daddy, my brother, and my niece. That's just straight up, period. That's where I'm at. But I feel like besides that, you need some money. If I love you and I fuck with you heavy, hell, I'll give you my last. That's been a blessing and a curse too, but everybody don't work like that.
Because you definitely got to pay attention to the type of people that you love.
It's like, you know, you do things more for people who you love than just people who just
some random ass people.
You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely. Most definitely.
There's a lot of temporary people out here. Like, some people just be saying that, like, throwing that I love you out there, like, and that's just awesome, like, some people are more emotional as well too, and they really do be meaning like, oh, I love you and this and that. Like, if you're saying that, like, I feel like you have to actually mean that. Like, don't just say I love. Like, nah, I'm not that type of person. I'm not a seasonal. Look, that's what I'm saying. Like, I ain't no seasonal I love you type. Like, no, if it's not there, technically ain't there. You ain't, you know, that loyalty not there for me. My trust level ain't there. It takes me a minute to be like, oh, well, does that person really love me? Or is that person really there for me? And I have to actually see what they can do, like, to show that I love that person or, you know, they love me.
That's a mental thing, though, at the end of the day, because I know people on both sides on, oh, I love this person because I've never loved before and I feel like they love me the way I need to be loved. And I know some people who, oh, I need to have a baby by this woman, or I need this nigga to get me pregnant. Because, no, like, real shit.
So, to sum it all up, you know, we just gonna talk about what, you know, how we show love and everything like that. Just, you know, and what do you feel like you could change? So, Tiffany, what can you do with your love that can be better to express it, or what can people do as different for you?
I feel like Lauren did kind of show me that. Maybe I do need to start telling my people, like, I love them more often, because you never know, like, when somebody can be gone off this earth or whatever.
I never promised.
But I do feel like it also made me think, like, damn, if I don't fuck with you, I'm gonna fuck with you, too. Like, I'm so serious. Like, you look at it, like, and also, like, showing respect to people, too. Like, damn. if somebody hurt and whatever, reach out and check on your friend. Like, I've had a couple people who was going through stuff, and I said, like, hey, I'm praying for you, but, you know, did I really sit there and actually pray for my loved one, or did I follow up with them? Because, okay, the week of, they can be dealing with something, but pain hurts longer than a week.
Ooh.
True. So I think that's an important value for us to learn.
Talk that shit, baby.
What about you?
What was the initial question?
So for me,
what? No, I'm about to say no because you went, you talked your
bad,
shit.
My bad.
But I want to know what your initial question was.
How do you show love, and what can you do to improve it, or how can people improve showing love to you?
I'm a physical person. I'm about touching everything like that. Like I said, like everybody knows, like shit. A nigga CD too. I might punch you, whatever, hit you in your shit. For as far as a dude, but as far as a woman, I might give you a hug, hey, say what's up, give you a kiss on the cheek. You know what I'm saying? How you doing? You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, what I can do to make myself better, I can communicate better and talk effectively. You know, hey, yes, I love you, blah, 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 this and that. But I feel like I ain't trying to get on, so I don't necessarily need to say that to you. So shit, I'm just going to whoop your ass. That's my perspective. Okay. No, I'm just being serious. So.
Yeah, I know you're serious. Well, for me, you know, some things that, you know, I can be able to change is that, you know, communication. I've been working on that. And, you know, showing the messages, you know, or being around somebody and, you know, talking to them and expressing like, oh, I love you, I appreciate you more. Because sometimes I don't do that. A lot of times I haven't done it in the past. But I've been working on it. And for me, if I tell you I love you, you know, I expect the same
aspect. Reciprocate my energy.
Reciprocated energy. That's all I'm about in 2019. That's all I was about in 2018.
If you ain't reciprocating my energy, bitch, I'm giving some type of energy and
setting that up for the relationship on the table or anything like that, whether it be friendship, all that. I want that reciprocated energy. If I love you, you're supposed to love me back. If I show you a certain type of love, you know, everybody ain't going to show it the same way, but that's what I'm expecting. So.
Yeah, show me your love, bitch. If you ain't showing me your love language the way I'm showing you mine, you cancel, bitch. It's done. Cancel that bitch like Nino.
Alright.
Man, I know for one thing, like, hell, are y'all ever like scared to love somebody?
Yeah. I have been for sure. A couple of times, actually. I have been. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Ooh, like, man. I don't know.
Put me in a different headspace. Hold on.
Like, if I love this bitch, it's gonna fuck my whole life up. Like,
and I feel like that too.
Or I'm gonna fuck your life.
When in a relationship stance, like, I'm like, when I love somebody, I mean, I love hard.
Hard as hell.
Hard. And it
be like a drug.
Ooh, man.
Nice.
I think that's a whole new level. I don't know if I'm ready. Like,
sometimes I don't know if I want to respond back or give you that call because, see, we get into that deep conversation. And he's like, telling you too much.
Folks get to it. You be texting, have you been in love? Have you loved somebody? Like,
you're asking that damn, kind of nigga, soon,
we only on day three. But I don't know. Shit be crazy. But yeah. Any last minute words for the people?
Nah. I just want to say, you know, hopefully everybody enjoying this, you know, new podcast, new format, new setup. I'm back. I'm organized. I told y'all the website was
coming. I'm helping them, y'all. That's why I'm on board.
Listen, we getting it all together, and this after grad life is stressful, but we on a set schedule now. We on a set schedule now. You know, everything's flowing. You know, life is coming together. So tell your people you love them every single day, because tomorrow is not promised.
Them they flowers where they here.
Be posted.
And if somebody puts some wings on me, I want them to be nice.
No, we ain't going. We're not about to end that with that. I do want to say I do love the two people that's, you know, sitting across from me.
I love you too.
Oh, that's so cute. Y'all have no choice.
Tiff, you get on my nerves, but I love you.
Y'all have no choice, but. Thanks
y'all
for tuning in.
Oh, you closing up my show.
Hold on, wait, fuck all that. Hey, look, I'm going to tell y'all like this. Whole lot of gang shit, D2 and this bitch, y'all know what I'm saying.
They don't even know who you
Teddy are. Teddy Bowtie, number one flower guy. Hey, look, don't nobody know who you is, TM, head ass.
Hey, you just said it, though.
Yeah, shout out to TM.
You just said it.
Shout out my timeless masterpiece.
Thank you.
But, hey.
All of that's going to be cut. All of the gang. You need to make a blooper thing.
Whole lot of gang. Teddy Bowtie, number one fly guy in the building, you know what I'm saying? Come shout with me, get a hat, get a shirt, you know what I'm saying? We out here, you know what I'm talking about?
It's
mess with my baby, Juwan Clark, you know what I'm saying? Mess with my baby, T.M. Look, we ain't talking about you, we talking about
all right. Thank you guys for joining us for episode 4 of the Honestly Blunt Podcast. Till next time.
Me out with your hating ass.